All right, our first guest. Hold on, let's bring him up. Yes, I'm very excited to talk to this man. It's funny how we had to come out to California to talk to a guy that grew up in Chicago. Mount Carmel's own. He played for the Philadelphia Eagles, one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. It's Donovan McNabb. Donovan, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
McNabb and Malone, I see the signs all over the place. We're at NBC Sports Studios in Culver, and it's funny because when we first asked you to come on the show, you're like, no problem, I'll come by the studios, that's where I do the show, and you're in Arizona.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, you got to spend a little time with the family. I've been traveling a lot, working with Fox Sports 1 and doing some stuff, obviously, with our radio show for some of these pro days that we're going to be seeing these kids get drafted in the next month or so. I mean, you know, we talk about talented guys who made their name on the collegiate ranks. Now they get a chance to get drafted. So it was just one that was exciting to me. I finally got some time off, and I'm here enjoying my daughter play a little softball for those who have kids who, you know, are involved in sports. And I have one that's involved in a little t-ball softball. So I'm here just enjoying.
That is so funny because my wife yelled at me because my son had baseball practice yesterday. And she's like, I had to take him and sit there for 90 minutes and I didn't bring the proper coat because it's so cold in Chicago when the kids are playing baseball right now.
Yeah, I don't have that problem out here. It's about 85, 90 degrees. I'm enjoying it in my flip-flops. So I'm just out here cheering just like all the other dads. Spending time with the kids.
We're talking with Donovan McNabb. And Donovan, what do you think of all the Bears changes in the offseason so far?
You know, a big question for me is obviously now they have to go and find a backup quarterback. Losing Josh McCown is definitely going to hurt them, I think, in the long run, because you just don't know how long Jay Cutler's going to last. Is he the answer for the long term? That's the big question. And then you have to look all around the board on the defensive end. That was part of the problem when Brian Urlacher decided to retire. Injuries happened at the linebacker position. T-Net Tillman gets hurt. You bring him back for one year. And then you question the Eagles. What are you going to take? You know, Major Wright is gone. Who's going to fill the void? I think if pass rush, you bring Jared Allen in. Yeah, but what do you do as far as the interior is concerned? Ratliff has been hurt over the last couple of years in Dallas. Now he comes over to provide a punch for you. But it's all on the rotation when it comes to defensive line.
Well, what do you think? I'm going to ask you about two players, Peanut Tillman and Jared Allen. Do they both have any gas left in the tank?
I think they have gas left in the tank. But the big question when you get up in the age is, who do you have to help? You know, on the other side, yeah, Tim Jennings has been playing well, but for a cornerback in the secondary to be successful, you need pass rush. Are you asking Jared Allen to play 60, 70 plays a game? I think you're asking too much. You need a young guy to come out there, and then you can pair him with Jared Allen and maybe play him about 25 to 40 plays, if that, you know, each game. He's going to provide a spark you need, but you need help from the other side as well as in the interior.
Well, you were a great, great NFL quarterback. And the Bears, they say that Jay Cutler is a franchise quarterback. Can the Bears win a Super Bowl with Jay Cutler, Donovan?
You know, I think they can. But the question is, it has to be well-rounded. It can't be just based on Jay Cutler. Because Jay, you know, you just don't know. Sometimes he'll turn the ball over. You don't know if he's going to be healthy or hurt. I think he's a guy you can rely on with the weapons that they have. But you have to be able to run the football. You know, they didn't run the football effectively like we're used to seeing with Forte and Bush. And then now, what offense are you going to run? It was successful with Josh McCown. It was just okay with Jay Cutler. In the second year, are you telling me he's going to progress to the point where, you know, we've seen all the successful quarterbacks play and be at an elite level? You haven't been successful in the last couple of years. Yeah. Is he going to be able to do it this year?
Well, it drives me crazy because Jay will make a bad throw. He'll force it in double coverage. And when you played, if it wasn't there, you would scramble and you would run because you had the speed. He doesn't.
Well, I mean, one thing's for sure, in the conference that you guys are in, you don't have to worry about strong quarterback play until you play Green Bay. I mean, when you look at the Minnesota Vikings, they have questions right now if it's Matt Castle or will it be Christian Ponder. You look at Matthew Stafford, who has the same disease that Jay Cutler has, likes to turn the football over and force balls in the tight windows and end up losing the game at times. So, I mean, at least at this particular point, you can say that the Bears are at a positive, but you just don't know what defensively they're going to be able to do.
Donovan, we all remember you from the Campbell's Soup commercials. I mean, I want to know, how many cases do you have in the basement? I mean, do you have enough to last you a lifetime?
Well, absolutely not. Remember, we were pretty much let go 6 years in, and then they tried to go another direction by adding about 5 or 6 months. that didn't work out, then they would just flew with one. And things haven't been the same since the McNabb stuff. So if you can just start a new ploy to get us back going again with Campbell's, we can really get it going with NBC Sports Radio, and then that would really be awesome.
Do you like retirement?
You know, I enjoy retirement. Man, I think one thing people fail to realize is when you put 13 years in, you got to add in 5 years of college and then obviously playing in the little leagues. All of that begins to wear on you. Yeah, if you can make it to 16, 17, 18 years, that's great. But, you know, where's your body at that particular point when you decide to move away? My next step was to move into broadcasting. It was something that I prepared myself for in college. I enjoy every bit of it. I still work out every day. And then I get a chance to talk about what's going on each and every Sunday and Monday.
McNabb and Malone on NBC Sports Radio from 2 till 6 p.m. weekdays, and people can download the app, the NBC Sports Radio app, and listen to you guys. And Mark Malone was in Chicago doing sports on CBS2 for years and years. So two Chicago connections.
Yeah, that's a great guy, man. He's really knowledgeable about what he's doing. He prepares himself well. Mark is a guy I've known for a while, even when he was at ESPN. And we have a great chemistry going, man. We get a chance to talk all sports. You know, some people may get upset about some of the things we say about their given team or their quarterback or whatever it may be. But we enjoy everything that we do, and each and every day is a challenge for us, and that's what makes it exciting.
Does he still have the mustache?
He definitely has that Tom Selleck mustache. I told him nobody can do it better than Mark Malone with that mustache.
Okay, you're like a Chicago guy. Baby. Hold on, Donovan. You're a Chicago guy. Who's got a better mustache, Ditka or Mark Malone?
Well, you know, I always got to go with Ditka. You know, I'm a big Chicago guy. You know, I'm born and raised and never forget where I come from. Uh-huh. But I tell you, nothing better than that Mark Malone mustache because he won't cut it. I'm trying to get him to cut it, but he just won't even cut it for me. I'm trying.
Yeah, but guys, Mark Malone's got that Tom Selleck vibe going for him as well.
He does. He kind of has that look, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And he enjoys every bit of it. He loves when people talk about his staff. So, you know, for Mark, I mean, you know, you talk about a guy that grew it since he was at Arizona State and really never cut it off.
So he's had it forever. I got a guy on my show that has a mustache. He looks like he's a circus ringmaster. I mean, it curls up. It's one of those huge things.
Oh, he's got that Raleigh fingers, huh?
Yeah, man? The Raleigh fingers going on. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's just styling. You're styling great.
See? There ain't nothing wrong with it, Pete. Back up. Slow your roll, brother.
I don't know about that, man. And Donovan, how often do you come back to Chicago? You still have family here?
Yeah, I still have my family there. I try to come home at least about 2-3 times a year. I get a chance to spend some time with the family. Obviously, the time of the year usually is either in the spring or summer. You can have the winter. That's why I live in Arizona, so I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to shovel snow anymore. But, you know, it's an enjoyable time. My family comes out to Arizona. We spend Christmas or whatever together, and then I come home, obviously, to enjoy a little bit of the 4th of July or just get some of that good barbecue.
You would have loved this past winter, let me tell you. You would have loved it.
No, you guys can have it. I believe me. My mom and dad told me about it each and every week, and I just love listening because I don't have to get out and shovel snow, so I don't mind.
Man, it was brutal. And are you looking forward to the NFL draft coming up?
I actually am. I love the storylines, you know, in the first 15 picks because, you know, everyone's throwing out a bunch of names, and I love with you got the Mel Kuypers and McShay act like they're the genies in a bottle to try to select each and every pick. But, you know, they seem to change it every week. But, you know, the whole thing about it, you got quarterbacks, it's the best position on the field anyway. Right. And we got a lot of storylines with that. We got, you know, Jadeveon Clowney and Khalil Mack. We have Greg Robinson and Matthews at the offensive line. You know, at the safety position, it's another big deal with Ha Ha Dix and, you know, a lot of these other corners that are out there. So it's a lot of good things that we'll be looking for when it comes to this NFL draft.
And where does Johnny Manziel go? What round?
He will be a first-round draft pick. I think the question for myself as well as a lot of people, because I feel if he does not go to Cleveland at 4 and the Raiders don't draft him at 5, I really don't think Minnesota Vikings will take it at 8. And if that's said, then he may drop later in the teams, which will shock a lot of people.
Man. Donovan, it's great
I'll tell you for my sleeper, though. I'll tell you a sleeper who probably should be a late first-round draft pick, but due to injury, he may move into the early second, but had a great workout in Zach Mettenberg. Watch out for Zach Mettenberg.
And do the Bears take a defensive lineman? Who do they take in the first round?
I think when you look at the Bears overall, I think it's important that they get back to the monsters of the midway. They try to build from the interior out. So I think they get some type of a defensive tackle or defensive end and be able next pick to try to get them a corner. And then they can move a little bit more to that linebacker position.
Look at that, man. He knows what he's talking about. Donovan McNabb. You can listen to McNabb and Malone on NBC Sports Radio. You can download the app at the App Store. Donovan, thanks for taking time out. You can go back to your daughter's T-ball game.
All right. My daughter's pitching, too. She just threw somebody out at first. I tell you, 5 years old. Watch out now. Maybe watching her another lesson.
It's all the same, man. We're all parents. It's so funny. Thanks, Donovan. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right. You guys take it easy.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Donovan McNabb, everybody. That's pretty cool right there. I love that. One of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. Chicago guy, Mount Carmel.
Looking to get back with Campbell's Soup.
Well, I love the fact that we had to come all the way out to California to have him on, and he's in Arizona. Mm-hmm. That's great stuff. All right, let's take a quick break. We're live from Hollywood, the Allstate Showcase Studios. It's 720 WGN.